We have been discussing Habakkuk's petition to God. Welcome back to Answers from Habakkuk. We're ready to move on from the petition to now we begin to see God's answer to Habakkuk's petition. Again, as we look at God's answer, there are a number of very interesting things to notice and a few things that we can learn about our prayer life and our concerns that we raise with God, and even to take great comfort with the things that bother us, as Habakkuk was obviously greatly bothered, if you will, by the situation that he addresses in his petition. First of all, to just simply notice the fact that Habakkuk prayed and God answered. Now, Habakkuk has a special opportunity or advantage, if you will, because Habakkuk, of course, is in the context of God revealing his plan of salvation. He doesn't have the advantage of the full Bible. And so God speaks directly to Habakkuk, and God tells, actually, Habakkuk what he's going to do, precisely what his answer is. God does not do that with us. We see what his answer is when we see what happens in our life. And sometimes that may even take a long time. And sometimes we don't even fully know how God has answered our petitions. So that is something that we do not have. But it tells us at least this. God has heard Habakkuk, and he has answered Habakkuk. Now, his answer is, in a general sense, in the next couple of installments, we're going to talk a little bit more specifically about the particular things that God does in this way. But the answer is simply this. Habakkuk had raised, with great concern, the sin and the rebellious against God that was taking place in his midst. And God is answering by making it clear that sin will be judged. God's wrath, the righteous, holy God, at the same time, the God of grace, who seeks to establish a church, God will call men to an account. There will be a judgment. His wrath is going to be poured out upon the land. It is a rightful judgment on the part of God. Now, the context is also, as you will remember, Habakkuk prophesies sort of in between when, if you know the history at all, the northern tribes of Israel had already been destroyed and taken out of the land by the Assyrian nation. And now we're dealing with the southern two tribes, Judah and Benjamin, and they, following the northern tribes, have also fallen into rebellion. And so God has raised up the Chaldeans. And it's through the army of the Chaldeans that they are eventually taken into Babylon, into captivity. That's the context. God says, I will be sending the Chaldeans. They will be used by God. It's an interesting, we're going to discuss that more fully. But God uses a people who are not a faithful, godly people. And he brings his purpose through them. So, the first thing that we want to understand about God's response to Habakkuk's petition, and I think that's something that we need to take to heart when we bring our concerns to God, God answers.